Here we go.
John, what we told us about the confidential goal? The goal that was waived off and counted?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's a controversy anymore because the same results happened, so I'll just leave it at that.
What did they tell you?
What's that?
What was their explanation? I'm sure we'll pay them too.
Yeah, it's, it has to do with, you know, did the puck go backwards? There's nothing that I can see where, you know, did he lose control? I don't think anybody really touched the puck. And honestly, I guess when I saw it live, I thought he lost control and the puck went back. So you're not supposed to be able, like the puck's not supposed to go backwards. Like once you lose, you can't go back. And for instance, that's part of the reason why the spinorama move is not allowed anymore. But if you break down, like I've looked at it again, I don't know, it's hard to say. It's like, for instance, for you golfers out there, when you drop, it's supposed to go no closer to the hole, but you can go sideways, and you could maybe make an argument, unless there's different angles out there, that the puck went sideways instead of back. You can make that argument. So, and I think it was close. And so after watching it now, it's a toss of a coin, I guess, of what could have happened. But in the end, it all worked out. So there's, as I said, there's no controversy. But it was, looking at it live, I think they called it right. It was a no goal. And then they went video review, and that's what it's there for. And you make an argument that it was a goal was scored, and if I'm them, I could probably make an argument that it was a goal, good goal too. So that's how it works.
How about giving Braden Point a chance to?
Yeah.
Probably, the shot.
No, he's done that his whole career. He just hasn't done it in the NHL. But I've watched him do it in practice, so that was good enough for me.
Is that you have him talking about Stamkos' shot? Stamkos is talking about his shot. I guess that's you want. Talk about Stamkos. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't aiming, but I don't know how many guys.
Well, we were talking about that in the room as well. There's not many guys in the league that can do that. And when I say not many, you're talking one hand. And I don't even know if you're getting to the thumb. Like that was, you know, special players that have special abilities like that can do that, and no bigger time than when we needed it, because we, you know, clearly were leaking oil in that third period.
You guys had skated so well the first couple of games, especially the second, third period, you found your way. Did Florida do something to slow you down tonight, or were you slowing yourself down?
I don't think. I look back, we've played 9 periods of hockey, and I've been pretty happy. If you're going to sit here and say the first 8 periods of hockey, we've played pretty well. And we've competed really hard. But in the third tonight, Florida was a better team. And I felt we deserved to have the lead after 2. I did. I'm not so sure I felt we deserved to have the lead after 3. And we had to lean on a guy that's done that before to us and to tie the game, because one of the benefits of having the lead is we were never that far behind, and it just takes one shot to tie it, and that's what happened. And then, you know, the shootouts,
the power,
pretty much anybody's game.
Power play kind of struggled with it tonight, especially OT power play.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just an idea that guys weren't taking shots? They seemed to be trying to get a little too fancy.
Yeah, you've been around us long enough to know that's. We should turn that up a little louder, if you want. So everybody, a couple countries can hear us. But sometimes that's something we fall back into. That we get a little too comfortable, and we've really mandated to the players about how many shots we need. And being in the 20s is not where you want to be at. You got to be 30 plus. But when you get to your power play. And I think a big part of our success we've had is because we have been shooting pucks. But when you start getting advantage in a 4-on-3s, you make an argument it's a bigger advantage than the 5-on-4. And we were just too passive, too cute. And even when we had a chance to shoot, we didn't. And we've got a bunch of guys there that, you know, they make a really good living scoring goals. And they were just way too unselfish.
Steven said, you know, well, you guys are off to a good start. I know you want to get off to a good start. You said, we were 3-0 last year, too. So is that a good sign that he remembers that, like, what?
We, we know where we're at, and we like our team. There's no question. I remember that 3-0 compared to this 3-0, and I'm not, who knows what's going to happen after this, but this 3-0, we're in a better spot right now as a team than we were in last year's 3-0. There was a little bit of smoke and mirrors in last year's 3-0. We've played one marginal period out of nine, and to start the season, we've had a chance to win every single game, and we have. And then in a period where we weren't playing too well, you know, a goalie came up big when we needed him, and that's what you need. And so that's why we're a team, and that's why it's a team sport, and we everybody's got to contribute. But now we got to push, because if memory serves me correct, we didn't win game four last year.
Good. Thanks.